Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the TCI Express Q3 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference call is recorded. I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Vilas Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Muskan. Good evening and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of TCI Express. We are happy to have the management with us here today for question and answer session with the investment community. The management is represented by Mr. Chandra Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Pavitra Panda, Chief Business Officer, and Mukti Lal, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer. Before we start with the call, we'll have opening comments from the management. I will hand over the call to Mr. Chandra Agarwal for opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope I'm audible loud and clear.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q3 and nine months financial year 26 earnings conference call of TCI Express Limited. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you and your families are doing well. Our earnings presentation for the quarter has already been shared on the company's website and with the stock exchanges, and I trust you've had the opportunity to review it. I will begin by sharing an overview of our operational performance and business progress during the quarter and nine months ended December financial year 26. Following this, our Executive Director and CFO, Mr. Mukti, will take you through the financial performance in detail. During the third quarter, the operating environment reflected a mixed trend across sectors. While certain industrial and export-linked segments showed moderation, domestic consumption and festive-led demand supported freight movement. Against this, TCI Express delivered a stable performance supported by disciplined execution, network expansion, and steady traction across multiple business verticals. On an overall basis, the company reported 6% year-on-year growth for the quarter. Furthermore, as part of our ongoing commitment to shareholder value, we are pleased to announce an interim dividend of rupees 7 per share, representing a payout of 350% on the face value. Surface Express continued to remain the largest contributor to overall volumes. During the quarter, Surface Express resumed growth following a period of subdued performance. Performance was supported by customer additions, higher wallet share from existing enterprise accounts, and increased movement across sectors as automotive, defense, solar, and electric vehicles. Business from MSME and pharmaceutical customers also improved during the period. Furthermore, during the quarter, we saw an increase in business from key account management customers, reflecting deeper engagement and improved solution alignment. Customer acquisition remained strong, with registered customer additions more than doubling on a year-on-year basis, supported by focused sales efforts and high field engagement. To strengthen network reach, five new branches were added in Q3 financial 26. In addition, customer contract renewals are currently underway, with revised pricing being implemented earlier than the usual cycle, supporting yield improvement going forward. During the quarter, the Rail Express segment delivered 24% year-on-year growth, aided by higher pharma volumes and technology-led improvements in compliance and shipment visibility. The Air Express business also reported steady progress, with domestic Air Express growing about 14% year-on-year on the back of customer additions, improved delivery performance, and stronger regional connectivity. While International Air Express recorded nearly 28% growth driven by higher trade lane activity, customer wins in Express, and progress on cargo consolidation and global partnerships. The C2C Express segment scaled further with 32% year-on-year growth, supported by wider manpower coverage and new customer acquisitions. The E-commerce Express business continued to gain traction, delivering strong growth with consistent volumes across the quarter, stable profitability and continued progress on B2C expansion, leadership strengthening, and technology integration to support future scale. From a people and process perspective, focused efforts are being taken towards organized business growth and culture transformation across business associates and logistics staff. As frontline representatives of the company, these teams play a critical role in customer interaction, service quality, and operational outcomes. Structured training and engagement initiatives are expected to improve execution consistency and support long-term growth. During the period, the company has been certified under ISO certifications for ISO 9001:2015, ISO 14001:2015, and ISO 45001:2018. These certifications reflect a continued focus on quality, environmental responsibility, and workplace safety. We are also pleased to share that TCI Express has been certified as a great place to work for 6 consecutive years and recognized as India's most preferred brand for 25-26. These recognitions reinforce our focus on people, governance, and long-term value creation. Our corporate social responsibility initiatives continue during the quarter. A health checkup camp was organized for employees at the corporate office in collaboration with Medanta Hospital, supporting preventive healthcare and employee well-being. The TCI Express Foundation's Jaipur Foot and Rehab Center and in Lucknow supported 144 beneficiaries during the quarter by providing artificial limbs and assistive devices, contributing to mobility and long-term rehab outcomes. Looking ahead, the company remains focused on strengthening its core surface network, expanding multimodal capabilities, and deepening engagement across key customer segments. Continued investments in technology, network optimization, and people development remains central to our strategy. Furthermore, during 9-month financial year 26, the company added more than 300 employees to align manpower with network expansion and service requirements. With a strong balance sheet, asset-light model, and disciplined execution, TCI Express is well-positioned to navigate near-term demand variability and pursue sustainable growth in the quarters ahead. With this, now I'd like to hand over the call to Mr. Mukti to take you through the financial performance of the quarter and 9 months ended financial 26. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir, and good evening, everyone. I will now take you through the financial performance of TCI Express for the third quarter and 9 month ended FY26. As our managing director has already been covered the business environment, service initiatives, and operational progress, I will mainly focus on the financial highlights. For the third quarter of this 26, income from operation was 314 crore compared to rupees 296 crore in quarter 3 in last year same quarter, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 6%. On sequential basis, we also increased revenue by 2%, and total income for the quarter was 317 crore for FY26. EBITDA for the quarter was 37 crore compared to rupees 33 crore in the same quarter of last year. EBITDA margin for quarter 3 FY26 is 11.6%. Profit after tax for the quarter is rupees 23 crore with a margin of 7.2%. For the nine month period, income from operation is 909 crore and compared to rupees 901 crore in corresponding period last year, by registering 1% growth in this 9 month period. Total income for the period is stood at rupees 919 crore. EBITDA for 9 months is rupees 109 crore with a margin of 11.9%, while profit after tax stood at 69 crore with a margin of 7.5%. The 9 month performance reflects stable operating execution despite demand variability across quarters. From a return and efficiency perspective, return on capital employed for 9 months stood at 19.6%. Current ratio remained healthy at 3.38 times, highlighting strong liquidity and balance sheet flexibility. Working capital management remained again stable during this quarter. Receivable days has maintained at 60 days. Payable days are 39 days, resulting in net working capital cycle of 21 days. The increase in working capital days compared to the previous quarter is largely linked to the festive season volumes and timing of collections and remains well within the manageable levels. Further, we will be trying to reduce in time to come in by next quarter. The company continued to operate with a debt-free balance sheet. The net cash position remained strong at the 146 crore rupees, supporting ongoing investment and operational requirements. And cash flow from operation for the 9-month FY26 was rupees 29 crore. During the same period, the company incurred capital expenditure of rupees 45 crore, primarily towards branch expansion, sorting center infrastructure, and IT upgrades. Free cash flow for the 9-month period stood at 15 crore. Additionally, the company revised its projected capex to 400 crore from the earlier plan of 500 crore in 5-year tenure, which will be finished in FY27. So we will be revised to from 500 crore to 400 crore. So remaining period we will be done almost like 150 crore rupees in 1.5-year time. From a service performance perspective, Surface Express remained the largest contributor to revenue, while rail, air, C2C and e-commerce segments supported overall growth during the quarter. As mentioned earlier, investments across multi-mode services and technology platform aimed at improving operating leverage over the medium term. To summarize, the third quarter and 9-month performance reflects steady revenue growth, disciplined cost control, stable margins, and a strong balance sheet. Our priorities remain focused on prudent capital allocation, maintain liquidity, and strengthening cash flows. With this, I conclude my remarks. We can now open for the floor for the question answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and 1 on the dashboard telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Kanish Jain from Western Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for this opportunity and congrats on the third of number. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, Kanish. Thank
you. Sir, I have a few questions. The first one is on the SME side. Given the current headwinds faced by the SMEs, could you help us understand how sticky our SME clients are with the express group model versus shifting to 3PL or other affordable models? Also, so far, have we seen any SME clients move away from us?
Sorry, what I understand, your voice is not clear. So you talking about SMEs, again, they facing the headwinds and how like they're performing and how they like giving the business to us, right?
Yeah, sir. And also that since they are facing headwinds, so is there any probability that they will shift from express model to affordable models like 3PL or other models?
No, so SMEs is, SMEs not hit much. What kind of SMEs we are dealing with, that they are like prudent one and then fully compliant. And they have the like full supply chain and, you know, businesses across India, and we helping them to deliver everywhere. So our ratio is maintained with them and we getting the business from them regularly. And currently ratio with them is around 49% and we will be keep continue. And again, you've seen in a like in a recent budget, government is also highly focused on to help to these SMEs, and they also marking some fund to be get the direct purchases from the SME customers and all. So government is also worrisome about the, you know, their existence in the system continuously, and that's why we also like focus our company since inception is focusing on SME customers. So we will be keep continue there. And really, they are not like moving from express industry to other model. They have to be keep continue with the express because this is the model giving the guarantee to deliver on time and, you know, with damage free and all. So this way is nothing to be worrisome and is, you know, very well going on.
Okay. And so far, none of our SME client has left us?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay. My another, I just wanted to have understanding that do we, about the backend infrastructure, is we were able to win a contract that significantly increased our capacity utilization. Would our existing backend infra be able to absorb and service this incremental volume, or would it require further expansion or CapEx?
Can you come again? Your voice is not clear actually. You know, somehow is like...
Okay. Sir, you just wanted to have an understanding about the backend infrastructure. If we were able to win a contract that significantly increased our capacity utilization, would our existing backend infra be able to absorb and service this incremental volume, or would it require further expansion of CapEx? Was I audible?
Yeah. So basically, you need to three aspects. One is like we had a infrastructure, existing infrastructure for the surface and other services like air and rail and C2C. So we creating an additional infrastructure to giving excellent services to customers. So we creating infrastructure for rail service independently. We creating an infrastructure for air domestic and international also separately. And we, as our MD has mentioned, we hiring new people for the sales and operation both. So we are future ready for wherever we like win the any contract, we can be like, get that almost like once we will be get the like 30-40% revenue growth and existing infrastructure is okay. We will be do that. But infrastructure is also like in a two way. One is my fleet and another one is our sorting centers and branch network. So sorting center and branch network is fine, but fleet will be added wherever is required because it's a variable component. In existing fleet, we have utilization level is around 83% plus. So this way, it can be increased to 2-3% in existing one, but whenever we added the like new customer on a very particular line, then we have to be add the additional capacity accordingly. Or like we shift the capacity from low capacity to higher capacity in existing truck. So like again, supposing we utilizing 16-17 ton truck, then we can be moved to 25-ton truck, or supposing 9-ton, then we can be moved to 18-ton. So this way is happening and it's very dynamic one. So that is not a challenge. Wherever we will be grow faster, then we are ready with that.
Okay. And lastly, I wanted to understand the company's priority between improving capacity and top line versus improving margin. For instance, if an institutional client order volume that can significantly increase utilization and top line, but at the cost of lower realization, would the company accept the trade-off, or would we prefer to let the order go and continue focus on SME clients which offer higher margin but lower utilization and top line?
Our approach is always to get the profitable business continuously. So we will be keep a balance. And we maintain that balance since last more than two decades, where we're getting business in 50-50% from SME and 50 from the bigger customers. So that tendency and that vision, we will be going ahead also with the even newer services, rail and C2C, we will be give that way. So we will be keep continue with that, because again, SME customer giving the good prices and low volume, obviously. And bigger customer giving the volumes and slightly low prices. So we have to be keep both keep continue with that method actually.
But if you look at institutional clients, the revenue from them are more sustainable. If you look at operating leverage, if you focus on that, then we would also be able to achieve margin from them, right?
So you're talking about SME?
No, I'm talking about institutional client.
No, so institutional client, yeah, it is always better to have the SME and both together actually. We can't be, that's why if you see my customer concentration is not so high with the one or two customer. As we mentioned time to time, my top 25 customer is not giving more than 15% revenue to us. So this way, we have very low concentration on a particular customer. So we are not depending upon that, because always big customer or institutional client is always squeezing margins, squeezing the prices, and so they like sometime very highly fragmented to be moved to other service player if they offering something, some reduced prices and all. But in the express industry, fortunately, this is a very good thing where they don't compromise on a service level, and usually they not moving much on due to price reduction and all. So that's why you've seen realization per unit is not decreasing in this industry in spite of high competition and all. So this will be is not like impacting that way, and it is a good to have SME and institutional client both in this way.
No, I just wanted to have an understanding of what is the company's priority. Is it top line or is it maintaining margin?
No, both.
We should take another next question, Mukti.
Yeah, please. We have the both, Anish, we have the both priorities. We have to be growth with the profitable only. We will not do the growth for the only revenue, top ups at once. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Kumar Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you to give me this opportunity. Sir, our competitor, One Number PR, since it is delivery, how they damage our earning service last 3 years by incurring losses? So what you expect next 1 year?
So, we don't want to be comment on particular competition, but you've seen their results also. So every competition have their own space and own like field, but we are very clear on our sense. We will be keep the revenue growth with the profitability only. And this market is very big because our ultimate focus, because we were in a slightly subdued, revenue growth in last 5-6 quarter, because our focus and our dependence was on only one particular segment, only surface. That was the biggest one. But now we faced this thing, and then we started the newer services also, and then you've seen the results in this quarter. Every other services has been increased phenomenally, very well. So this will be it means it's not that we will be less focusing on our surface. This is like biggest one. So we will be keep growing simultaneously, but these newer service slightly higher, and obviously surface will be in the more than double digit growth in time to come. So we're not saying any competition can harm for particularly can we get the business on lower prices and all. This is not the case actually. Because in this industry, people are not behind the rates, rather they want a good services.
Because I am shareholder since last 6 years and went to see your Delhi sorting center too, but the results are not up to mark. But you are doing hard work, that is the thing. Sir, Air Express, Chandar, you say growth comes 24%. Earlier, say before 4 years, you were not sure for air cargo due to airport and airline handling problem. But now you are working, saying different story. Is it so?
Chandra, sir?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sir, Air Express grow 24%. Earlier, say before 4 years, you were not sure for air cargo due to airport and airline handling problem, but now you are working, saying different story. Is it so?
Well, you have to also see that the business environment evolves. It changes. It cannot be static. So if the air cargo business was slow before COVID, after COVID it took off. And it's starting to now slow down again. But we have enough now base. We have developed a very strong base where even with the lower volume growth, we will still be able to show growth. So I think it's all fundamental to how the company can change itself from, the environment it is doing business in at the moment. So I don't think that, we are affected. We have to go as per how the market changes.
Right. And what is your commentary for financial year 27?
Mukti?
Yeah, 27. So we are looking for 15% plus kind of volume growth. And with the 2% price hike, so 17-18% kind of, you know, revenue growth we're looking for. And accordingly, profit margin, like PAT level, we will be increased in the range of 20% plus. Because, you know, we like in a phase of expanding our team and creating a separate capabilities for each services, like for rail, for C2C, for air and international. So we creating that when we refocusing, you know, back to on B2C segments also, again, not like targeting big giants company, but again, small, you know, B2C players for the delivery of, and also we also focusing on D2C, which is also increasing on in this market. So we're looking for kind of 15% growth in FY27.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruvin from SKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just have three, four very small questions to ask. First, from a product mix point of view, how do we expect our product mix to be in the next 2 years? Like if you have to give me a breakup between Surface Express, your international air, domestic air and e-commerce, like how would you split your revenues in terms of percentages?
Yeah, so overall, like in this quarter and I think FY26 and nothing will be changed much. So we will be finishing around 18.5% to 19% in other services and 81% is Surface. And of that, we had in this 19% chunk, we including rail, air, domestic and international, C2C and e-commerce part. So this is a part of that. And in this, because these are the, again, few are the very small and we just launch in 2-3 years back. So biggest chunk is C2C and then followed by air and then rail and then e-commerce.
C2C in this, so e-commerce as a percentage is how big a chunk?
It is very low again, 2 and 2.5%, you know. So earlier it was like around 4.5%, then we reduce the, you know, chunk from the, again, big guys and all. So we reduce, shrink to 2.5%, and now we will...
Is it the same as International Air Express? International Air is also around that range?
Yeah, it is also around 2%, yeah.
All right, okay. So second question in terms of volume and realization per ton, what would be your guidance for 27 and 28 going forward?
So in this year, we are target to increase the yield by at least, you know, 100 basis point, 1% basically. And next year, we are targeting 2%. Again, next year also 2%. So by like FY28, we will be in a situation to increase my realization by 5%, and that directly adds to our profits.
Okay. Last couple of questions. So, what was the volume growth in this particular quarter?
Volume numbers
in this quarter.
The volume number is 2,55,000 metric ton in this quarter we achieved.
Okay.
And in 9 months, total is around 7,37,000 metric ton.
Okay, sir. Last question. Our 500 crores capex plan, which was supposed to end, I think, till FY27, and then we, in the last call, we decided that we'll push it to FY28. So by FY28, can we assume that this 500 crore capex will be fully incurred, or is there something new coming up or some postponement or something expected?
Rightly so. Well, so we will be keep like 27,400 crore and then additional 100 crore by 28. So you rightly said by 28 we will be consume this 500 crore fully.
All right. Thank you so much. So that's all from my side.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Anurag from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, Anurag.
Yeah, sir. Just capacity utilization details for the quarter would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. So capacity utilization in this quarter we have around 83.25%. because we supposed to be higher, but you know, somehow like after Deepavali there's a dip in volumes and then again picking up in December and all. So that's why it's happening around 83.25%.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kondia from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, it's Kondinya. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So just trying to understand what is the scenario, like how is the momentum on the ground in the fourth quarter? Can you put some color on how is Jan and Feb, what is the outlook like? You also spoke about, you know, potentially taking early price hikes. So what gives you that confidence to take price hikes now? If you can speak a little bit about that, please.
Chandra sir, you want to comment on that?
You can go ahead, Mukti.
Yeah. So basically, Kondinya, basically, you know, this environment has improved a lot in the sense of freight movement, in the sense of volume growth for the express industry. And you have seen the others competition number also, everyone is increasing. So third thing is like cost pressure is like stabilized now. But again, labor cost is still is in increasing trend because government also want to be regularized that and want to be given a social security and all. So that is going on. It is also very clear by applying labor laws implementation there. So with that and business environment now is a good news where like tariff has also reduced from 25 to 18 and this penalty tariff is also removed. So I think overall business scenario and as you seen like economy is also growing. Special thing where government is also putting very high emphasis on SME customers because government knows SME is a key segment for the Indian logistics also and for the Indian growth also, obviously Indian economic growth also. So that's why they putting an extra fund to be grow that. They also want to be creating a different cluster for the manufacturing, for the different kind of different manufacturing. So overall, like we also put into in you know new segment like we signing the contract for the EV you know vehicle companies. We also signed the contract with the solar. We also signing contract with the electric electronics companies also. So and we also focusing on as we expand on a new geographies for the other services. So overall environment, I see, you know, growth is also coming from the, this is a good thing, we are coming from the, you know, tier 2, tier 3 cities. People have the more income into hands to like, you know, consumption for that. So overall scenario looks great. And again, one segment which we really facing challenges was lifestyle and, you know, textile industry, which is I think they will be also give the boost up with these kind of like tariff has removed from that. So I think hopefully that industry will be start to doing well. So scenario like January month was also, you know, getting good. PMI is also, as you seen, improving. So we saying we will be also synced with that. And certainly all the segment I am saying, you know, verticals, like moving ahead. Defense segment is also like, you know, new companies coming up. Existing companies is also producing more and all. So hopefully... you know, environment is very positive and interest rate is also very low as you've seen. So I think inflation is also, you know, low. So customer is also intend to be like give slight hike to, you know, prices. So that environment has also built up. So now we are building up our capabilities and surely we'll be achieve what we like promising for the quarter four and then subsequently and go on. Yeah.
So where do you think you will, I mean, you did speak about 15% target for FY27. In FY26, where do you think the growth will end? Because after two quarters of weakness, this quarter you came back now finally at 5% growth, which is like a decent number. So where do you think you will end the year at?
I think next quarter again, we will be do single high digit growth and, or might be like achieve.
Sorry, sir, I lost you there. Hello?
Management line has been dropped. Please still connect to the management.
Sure.
We have connected with the management line.
Yeah, or apologies, there is some technical glitch and this line has been disconnected. Now we're back.
No worries, sir. You were speaking about the growth momentum, and I was asking about where you can potentially land FY 2026 at.
Yeah. So I just mentioned on quarter, we will be finished high single digit or like might we achieve double-digit growth in this quarter.
Oh, nice. Understood, sir. And sir, secondly, I see that your employee costs a bit have gone up. I mean, while you usually are very prudent on costs, this time it appears the costs have gone up. I mean, you did speak about some adding some sales force and all. Maybe can you speak a little bit more, give more granularity on that? You know, what is the kind of addition that you saw on the sales side, and what are the, you know, what is expected revenue growth or something? What is it? What are your plans out there? If you can speak a bit more on that, please.
So basically, yeah, good question. So basically, this cost is in, you know, also included the labor code impact also, which is around 60 lakh rupees, in which included here. Though we were prepared in a long time back, where we like tuning all the like, you know, everything. So this time we just gratuity impact was there, and that we have taken into consideration. So that's why the inflated, it looks like inflated there.
60 lakhs of past pay. Sorry for interrupting you, sir. 60 lakhs is of past pay, or is it like a recurring thing that you included here?
No, no, it's a past impact. Means overall impact is one-time impact is there.
Okay, understood, sir.
And then sales team, you know, like we creating in a sales for the each different product for the separately, and that's why we hiring the people, and that's why Mr. Chandra Agarwal also mentioned. We creating a like culture adoption also, because we hiring people from the outside world and then inculcating our culture with them. So we're giving high skill training and high, like, culture training into company. So we will build up, and we also planning to have at least, you know, to increase the number from 300 to 500 by March end. So this is our planning to be built up the teams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Understood, sir. Sir, lastly, I think there was an announcement that, you know, you are creating new related policy for related party policy. Unfortunately, that link is not working. Can you help us understand what is it about?
Sorry?
I mean, in the press release, along with the results, there was an approval for new related party policy. There was some link given, but that link is not working. If you can help us understand what is the new policy about related party transactions?
So it is in a recurring nature, actually. There is nothing new on that. Government is like, SEBI is time to time defining the new rules, and there is no significant change happened there.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be give that link. I don't know where it is like missing. So there is nothing new change on that. They're changing over the period, few things, but nothing new has been changed. There's some definition has been changed, some, you know, things happened on that, but nothing much on that.
Sure.
So we will be-
Sure, sir. Thank you.
I will check that link and then revert back on that, please.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much. Looking forward to positive growth momentum from you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashwin Reddy from Swatva Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. So firstly, could you let us know when was the last time that a price hike was taken?
Sorry?
It's not. The last time that we had raised prices, because right now you talked about the price increase, right? Which you plan to do. So when was the last time that we had taken a price increase?
Yeah, so, you know, price increase actually is very dynamic. So I think we've taken that price hikes 2 year back in FY 2023, and then, you know, intensely not taken because environment was not conducive for that. And in this year, everyone has talked about to be price, you know, passing on, basically, because toll tax has increased, labor cost has increased. So price inflation is there for the overall industry. So we also like, want to pass on, but yes, last time we taken in, 2023.
Got it. Got it. And you talked about the sector, the retail sector not being strong yet. What percentage of our revenue comes from this sector now?
It's around 49%. So we keep continue, like, in the 50-51%.
No, what I meant is not the, yeah, sorry, what I meant is not the, not the SME versus the institutional. What I meant is in the end user industries, the client industries.
Okay.
I thought you mentioned the retail sector is not, has not done so well for you. So what percentage of the revenue is this sector for you?
For us, revenue is from that segment is around 8-8.5% in overall basis.
Okay. And what would be the top five sectors for you, and what is the combined contribution for the top five sectors for you?
So top five?
Top five.
Yeah. Top five is contributing 55% revenue to us, and these top five are like auto, pharma, engineering, electronics, and textile. So these are the segments we're getting this revenue, 55% from these segments.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chandramouli Jagannathan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I think
Hi.
Your market cap is now only is about 2,000 crores. I mean, when it was about 6,000 crores, you gave a buyback. Now the buyback tax of, hello, buyback, I'm talking to.
Yeah.
Now the buyback tax is also kind of the recent budget becomes a little attractive. Is there any plan that you can think of because the valuation is so attractive?
Yeah, you rightly said, because, now government has changed some tax part again. I think these are like investor-friendly now. So we can think over. We will be internally discuss, and whenever is required, we will be do that. As last time also, our promoter has not participated on that, and it was even on 1850 per share was there. So this, you rightly said, is like conducive time. So we will be think on, but right now there is no discussion is going on. And if we found better, because there was a taxation was not like investor friendly, so that's why his market has also declined for the all buybacks and all. So we can be think over, but right now there is no proposal for that,
And then, sir, you're saying about your capacity utilization is about 83%. And what is the maximum that you can utilize? And will there be a operating leverage when the capacity utilization crosses 85+ and above?
Yeah, so there is always a scope to improve. So we can be reach on 85-86% by don't disturbing or reducing service level with the customers. So we can do 85 and half. But if beyond that we want to be skewed that improve the utilization, then we have to be somehow compromise on the services, which we can't do. So I think ideal thing is 85-86%. But again, I am saying it is a very dynamic one. Again, supposing whenever we reach on a highest capacity utilization, then we will be again move to another truck, which is in a higher capacity truck. Like again, I mentioned in various calls, where 16-ton truck can be moved to 25-ton truck then. Then again, we have the scope to be improve the utilization level for that. So ultimately, per unit cost is coming down. And that way, since long we're doing that, and we have very high flexibility because we completely outsource our fleets. So we have a very high flexibility in our hands, and we can be do that within the even less than 1 month time. So that way is highly dynamic, and we can be do whenever is required for that purpose.
Okay. Sir, now you are doing EBITDA of about 10-11%, but your peak EBITDA was about 16%. So will you go back to that in the mid to long term? There is any possibility?
Yeah. So we certainly trying to achieve that back to this normal number of 15%+, because again, why this like EBITDA, has been impacted, which is again, one is reason is revenue. Second one, because we building up the capabilities for the other services, so we have to be spend the money on to creating the network, like for the rail, for air express and all. Because, and once we will be like, again, you've seen the numbers where we getting the high revenue from these segments. So once we will be get the like utilization level of this network will be increased, then certainly we will be improve our EBITDA very fast. Like in past, we also did the same way. In 1 year, we like in each, I think in 2 year time, we improved 400 basis point in 2 year time. So this way will be come again, and we're trying for that. Now we again in a phase two build up the capabilities, and I think we will be take a balanced approach. We are not putting in a high cost on a particular segment and then getting the losses and all. Rather, we going in a very gradual manner where we're building up the capabilities also, and we maintain the profits also. So this way we will be certainly back to this, you know, territory, margin territory, back of like 15% plus, sure.
Okay. So approximately, I mean, how much time will it take, 2 to 3 years? I'm asking about the mid to long term perspective.
Yeah, it is a mid, you know, I think we will be doing the next 2-3 years. Next year we will be targeting to be in the range of 13 plus. And then subsequently in each year we can be increased 100 basis point very easily. So again, I think by 28 or 29 we will be achieve 15% plus.
Okay. So sorry if I can squeeze one more. So yeah, that means you need to say that you are in the consolidation period where some of the new things are yet to produce results. Am I right?
Sorry, can't come you again?
No, I'm saying you are in a consolidation phase where you have invested some of the money in the last 2-3 years. Those things are yet to give you a fruit, right?
Sorry, I didn't give you, you know, what you're saying.
No, I'm saying whatever that you have invested in the last few years, maybe 2-3 years,
yeah,
those the other new segments are yet to give you a result. So you are now what?
Yeah. You rightly said, because these again are a very inception phase. So we're trying hard to be, you know, building up the capabilities and to get the revenues on that. So we're getting good traction in all the like new services, and obviously in surface segment, again, our wide segment. So we're getting new verticals business. We're enhancing our wallet share with the existing customers. So we're putting all efforts, all over efforts wherever we can be like get the revenue, but with the profit margins, obviously. So we'll do that. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as that was the last question for the day, I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Harshal Shah from PhillipCapital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
On the behalf of PhillipCapital, we thank the management of TCI Express for giving us an opportunity to host the call and taking out time to connect with the investors. Thank you all for being on the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.